Many of us accepted Christ Jesus so we can call ourselves a Christian. But is being a Christian only about us being baptized and going to church and paying tithes and offerings? Is not the whole purpose of us becoming a Christian so we can learn to follow Jesus? See, accepting Christ is one thing, but allowing the Spirit of the Lord to change us so we're able to follow Jesus is another. See, all roads to Jesus are not the same. But if we're all faithful to the end, we'll be there together in the Lord praising his holy name. So let's cover following Jesus as we're led by the Spirit today. So we have to be careful when we decide to start following the Lord. There are many in this world whose intent is to mislead us, to take advantage of us. And God teaches us that we'll know how to follow someone that he is. He says that make sure you're not part of anything that spreads false rumors. That we're not helping those who seek to do evil or being a witness to their mess. To never follow someone who perverts justice or show favoritism. See, we're not following the wrong person and coming to know God. To follow God's ways, we're instructed to not bow down to other things or worship them or follow their practices. The only one we are to follow and worship is the Lord. So he will bless us with food and water and take away our sickness and bless our children. So we have to be mindful and watchful regarding the person we believe can enlighten us about God. We can't follow a person that is of this world that is worldly. God said we can't do as they do. Even though we used to live like them, we can no longer follow their practices. We must obey the word of God and follow God's decrees, for the Lord is our God. To follow God's word, we must live by God's word. See, God is adamant about us not following the wrong person. He says that we do the detestable things that they do, then we'll be cut off. We must keep the Lord's requirements and do not follow any of the detestable customs of this world. Don't follow religious practices that was not taught by God, or we'll defile ourselves. See, the Lord gives us standards by which we must live, ways that we must follow. We cannot follow someone who don't know his son, who's dishonest in standards and measures and weights and in quantities. We must keep to the ways of God, no matter if the things come out for our good or for our bad. See, we must know the lifestyle of those we're following. They cannot do anything that defiles the house and sanctuary of God or anything that profanes God's holy name. We cannot follow someone who leads us to prostituting ourselves with the things of this world. The Lord says we must set our face against such a person. We cannot follow someone whose purpose is to create division in the body of Christ. We must remember that we were not baptized in the name of the person we are following, but in the name of Jesus. We have to be careful that the person we are following are not preaching the gospel that is built on human wisdom that limits the power of the cross of Christ Jesus. We have to examine the lifestyles of those we're following. Do they themselves walk in the footsteps of Jesus? Is their lifestyle in line with the ways of God and the truth of the gospel? Do they teach one thing to us but live a total different lifestyle? Do they force us to bear a custom that they themselves do not follow? See, we have to be careful of those we're following in these last days. Word of God says that they will come teaching that which is based on lies that come from an ungodly conscience, teaching things in this world and not the things of God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. We cannot allow anyone to lead us astray. No matter how rich they are, no matter how many people are following them, you and I are here to follow Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 says, the Spirit clearly says that in the latter times some would abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come from hypocritical lies that with conscience have been seared as a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to receive with thanksgiving for those who believe and know the truth. And we know that many come to church these days just to be entertained. They come to hear the choir, to hear the stories that are made up. But the word of God teaches us to not follow those who come with clever invented stories, but follow those who have a connection with Jesus. See, we have to be careful in these last days. Many are following their own shameful ways and bringing the truth of God into dispute. See, we see this today. Look at how our laws are changing, how simple things are being called good. See, the Word of God says, in their greed, they teach things to only exploit us with made-up stories. But their teaching only leads to their destruction and those who follow them. See, there's good news. The Lord knows how to rescue godly people from trials but into whole unrighteous until the day of judgment while continuing to punish them. The Lord says this is what will happen to those who follow corrupt desires of the sinful nature. False teachers will be bold and arrogant and not afraid to slander the ways of God. We cannot follow a worldly or false teacher. There's also bad news. Jesus Christ is going to judge every one of us. He's going to convict the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done and ungodly ways they have kept, for all the harsh words and ungodly sinners have spoken against the Lord. These people follow their own desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others to take advantage of them. We cannot be following the wrong people when trying to find God. We have to be careful. The Word of God says in the last times there will be scoffers who follow their own ungodly desires. There are going to be preachers and teachers whose goal is to divide the people of God. They don't follow the Spirit, but they follow their own natural instincts and made-up knowledge. But we who follow the Lord must continue to build ourselves up in faith and in the Spirit. See, we're missing things from God because while we accepted Him and His Son and His Spirit, we're not following Him. The Lord says if we follow Him, He will rain down from heaven. Each day we'll have enough to eat. See, He does this to test us, to see if we're willing to follow His instructions, to follow His ways. King David gives us a powerful testimony of what it means to follow the Lord. He says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I feel no evil. But the Lord is with me. His rod and His staff comforts me. Go with me to Psalm chapter 23, verses 4 and 6. So we must not only accept the Lord, we must have confidence in Him and be willing to follow His ways all the days of our lives. Psalm chapter 23, verses 4 through 6 says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows, and surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We must follow Jesus. He is the one that knows the way to the house of God. But what does it mean to follow Jesus? See, Scripture gives us the answer. When Jesus met Peter and Andrew beside the Sea of Galilee where they were fishing, Jesus instructed them to drop what they were doing and follow Him. That He would make them fishers of men. Being obedient at once, they left their nets and followed the Lord. See, do we have what it takes to drop what we're doing and follow Jesus? The Lord calls us out of all kinds of situations. But no matter what we're doing, we cannot be too busy to follow Jesus. Just ask Matthew, who was busy collecting taxes when Jesus came by and said to him, follow me. Matthew got up and followed the Lord. See, do we have what it takes to get up and follow Jesus? The Lord makes it very clear what He expects from us in following Him. He says, listen, if you love your father and mother more than me, then you're not worthy of me. He said, if you put your children ahead of me, then you're not worthy of me. See, anyone who does not pick up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. In following Jesus, we'll lose our life. But if we lose our life in Jesus, we'll find life in God. See, in following the Lord, we must accept that the only one good is God the Father. We must be willing to follow God's commandments. We cannot commit adultery. We cannot murder. We cannot steal. We cannot give false testimony. We must be willing to give to the poor. We must honor our mother and father to follow Jesus. See, for us to follow Jesus requires that we believe in Him. And by believing in Him, we're willing to listen to Him and do what He says and follow. And if we'll follow Jesus all the way, one day you and I will be with Him. will receive eternal life, and we will not perish. And no one will be able to snatch us out of Jesus' hands. Jesus warns us that in following him, we cannot love our life in this world. Only by us coming to hate our life in this world will we come to experience eternal life with him. And this is a hard saying. Because many of us want to follow Jesus while loving life in this world. We can't follow Jesus this way. Lord says, those who follow him will serve. They will be where he is. And God the Father will honor those who follow and serve him. See, in following Jesus, we must put away selfish ways that taught us by this world. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to teach us how to be unified in Christ. So with one heart and one mouth, we glorify God and our Lord Christ Jesus. See, following Jesus means we accept one another as Christ accepted us. So God has given all the praise. Well, we place a lot of faith in our ability to vote and determine and make up our own government. You got to understand, in the end, our vote won't count. It has been foretold that the governor of God has been given to Christ Jesus, and it'll rest upon his shoulder, and it'll be everlasting. And he will lead us, and we must follow. He'll be called a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. See, Jesus will guide us. He will lead the blind by the ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. The Lord will lead us and turn our darkness into light. He will make our rough places smooth if we learn how to follow God. There's a promise for those who turn their heart and mind and spirit to follow Jesus. He said, you won't hunger anymore. You won't thirst anymore. The Lord would have compassion on us if we follow him all the way to the end. Thank you, Lord. Go meet Isaiah chapter 49, verses 9 to 10. See, to follow Jesus, we must be willing to lose our lives so we can gain life in him. All we need will be in Jesus. All our needs will be met. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 9 to 10 says, to say to the captives, come out, and those in darkness be free. And they will feed beside the roads and find pasture on barren hills. They would neither hunger nor thirst, nor would the desert heat or the sun beat down upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. So we have to follow Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the light. No one can come to the Father except through him. And when we follow Jesus, we come to know him. And coming to know him, we come to know the Father. So we must be unified in following Jesus. There's only one body, one Lord, one Spirit, one God, the Father. So we have to be willing to let this world go. We can't cling to this world and still believe we're following Jesus. He said we will lose everything in following him, but gain eternal life. See, what do you seek in following Jesus? Is it the riches of this world or eternal life in God? You have to make a decision, because that's the path you're going to be taking. See, too many of us are trying to get all the riches of the world and still thinking we're following Jesus. But that's not what the word of God says. Because Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to realize you're not going to take anything with you. You're going to see that I am your provider. I give you everything that you need, but you must trust in me and seek eternal life in me. And pick up your cross and follow me all the way to the end. Jesus is clear about us following him. He said it's better to not have known the ways of righteousness than have known and turn our backs on the knowledge of God. He says, don't you know that a dog returns to his vomit and a sow returns to washing in the mud? See, those who don't faithfully follow Jesus have beliefs and faith that put them on a temporary path, on a journey that leads to destruction, all because of the condition of their heart and their unwillingness to follow the Lord all the way to the end. Praise God. He has a plan, and it flows through Christ Jesus. We must be willing to follow. Praise the Lord. To follow Jesus, you must be willing to lose everything to gain eternal life in him. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're trying to follow a lot of things these days, Lord, while we try to follow you. But you taught us that it's not going to work this way. We must give up our personal plans and desires and follow you. We can't follow you and follow our own thinking, Lord. You've already told us that, but yet here we go all day long trying to think of what we think, thinking like God spoke that. We see, we try to do things and build up custom like God taught us to do that. We're just doing our own thing. We're not following Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We must be willing to follow you, Lord, no matter where you lead us, no matter what you call us out of. We must be willing to follow you all the way. You know better than us, God. You know better than us, Lord, how to take us to that place prepared for us. Jesus, you led us out of so many things. Lord, you led us out of the drugs we was in. Lord, you led out of these bad relationships you was in. Lord, you led us off of these bad jobs we was in. Lord, you helped us get off the drinking and alcohol we was on. Lord, you've already led us out of so many things, God. Even in our right mind, the evil that was inside of us, God, you led us out of it, God. You taught us how to put that down and start following you. Why don't we turn? Why don't we turn away from Christ? Why aren't we still following the Lord like the day that he took you off the issue, the day that he reached down and healed you, the day that he took that sickness off of you, the day he removed? Why are you not still following Christ Jesus? God gave you everything. He gave you your job. He gave you your family. He gave you your house, the car you drive. See, God gave you life, the air that you breathe. But we act like we can't follow Jesus. We got to go with these made-up stories, with all these religious practices. Why can't we just follow the Lord? Why don't we get caught up in so many things in this world? Get caught up with trying to be somebody. Get caught up with titles. We get caught up with possessions of the world. We're supposed to be following Jesus. We're not supposed to be following the things in this world while claiming that we're a Christian. You and I got to get our mind back, stayed on Jesus, and follow Jesus the way the Word of God says. And don't get caught up in the things of this world. We have to let it all go. Let all that stuff go. Be willing to share what you have. Be willing to give away some things that God called you to give away. Don't be bound by the things of this world. Let it all go. It's not that important. What's important is eternal life and follow Jesus. We have to be willing to give it all up. You got to follow Jesus. You got to be willing to give up some stuff in Christ. You got to be willing to give up your life in Christ. You got to be willing to give up your plans in Christ. You got to be willing to give up the things that you desire in this world. You got to follow Jesus. Whatever Jesus leads you to do. Wherever Jesus tell you, not that made up stuff that you told yourself that Christ said. Not the stuff that you made up and said in Jesus' name. No, I'm saying you heard his voice. You know it was the Lord because there was no way it could have happened any other way. See, you couldn't have made it up and it disagreed with what you wanted to do. Then you know you're following Jesus. You got to lay it all down. You got to lay it all down if you're going to follow the Lord. So you can't combine it with the stuff of your thinking. You can't combine it with the things of this world. If you and I are going to follow Jesus, it's all about God. It ain't about anything in this world. It's not anything about anything in you and I. If you and I are going to follow Jesus, we got to lay it all down and follow Jesus all the way to the end. Don't get caught up, I'm telling you. Don't go when God starts blessing you. Don't get caught up with how big your church is. See, don't get caught up with how your choir can sing. It's still about the Word of God. It's still about saving souls. It's still going out there and touching somebody that don't know Jesus. Don't get caught up with the fancy stuff of religious things. Understand the work. We're following in the footsteps of Christ and nobody else. Because he's the only one that can lead us to the throne of God. Lord, we thank you today. God, and keep us, Lord, in your presence, God. Let us hear your voice, oh Lord. Let us walk in the footsteps and the patterns that you created for us, God. Let us follow the word of God to the letter, to the T, the things that God has called us to do. Not the made up stuff, but the things that God said we must do so we can faithfully follow Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.